Well, today in Minneapolis, Mayor Jacob Frey promised an all-out effort to restore peace to that city that's been rocked by violent protests after the death of George Floyd, the handcuffed black man who died Monday after a police officer pinned Floyd's neck to the ground with his knee. Mayor Frey spoke today with reporters.
I love Minneapolis. And in believing in our city, we must believe that we can be better than we have been.
Also today, the FBI said it will launch an investigation into the four police officers who were present when Floyd was arrested. Tensions are soaring. Thousands of protesters, white and black, took to the streets of Minneapolis last night, some setting fires, looting stores. Police fired tear gas and rubber bullets. NPR's Adrian Florido is there. And Adrian, there are reports of a fatal shooting last night near the protest site, reports of an apartment building, businesses on fire. Are fires still burning? What are you seeing?
Hi, Robin. It seems that most, if not all, of the fires have been put out by now, though a lot of the rubble is still smoldering, of course. And we're still getting a sense of just how much damage there was. Local officials are working to tally it up, but there was pretty significant damage last night, and not just in the area around where this incident happened, but really all across the city. One man was shot and killed, allegedly by a store owner who thought that he was trying to loot the store. So clearly, you know, Robin, tensions are very, very high here as protesters take out their anger and frustration over George Floyd's death and continue to call for the officers involved in his arrest to be arrested and charged themselves.
Yeah, where are we on that? Because those four officers were fired. Now the mayor pressuring the district attorney to charge them with murder. Where are we on that demand for arrests?
So none of the officers, none of the officers have been arrested or charged. There are multiple investigations going on at the same time. As you mentioned, the FBI and the Justice Department have announced federal investigations into the officers' conduct in this incident to determine whether they violated federal law. The Hennepin County District Attorney is also conducting an investigation but has not yet filed charges despite the growing outcry. Prominent civil rights leaders, the Reverend Zell Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, are headed to the city as we speak to continue to increase pressure on officials to file charges against these officers.
Now, meanwhile, these protests come in the middle of a pandemic, as we've been hearing. Many protesters we saw wearing masks before there was tear gas. What concerns are you hearing about that, the ongoing pandemic?
You know, I've asked some people about that. I went out last night to the site where George Floyd was arrested and where this officer pinned him to the ground. I've asked people about that, and they said, look, you know, we are concerned somewhat about the pandemic. We know that this virus is dangerous, and we're trying to be mindful of that, maintain our distance, wear masks when possible, because this virus is dangerous. But look, they're saying the police are killing us too, and that's dangerous too, and we have to be out here. We have no choice. Whether in a pandemic or not, we've got to be out here raising our voice to try to seek justice for George Floyd and for all black men who've been killed by police.
NPR's Adrian Florido in Minneapolis. Adrian, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.